Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. As a father of three, I can tell you that being proactive in your kids' safety is not just a nice thing to ponder on. It's an essential addition to your regular thought life. But what about protecting them from the internet, that window to the world, that voyeur's delight? Oh yeah, I hear you say. You need some help, not just for your kids, but for yourself as well? Okay, we'll get to you in a sec. Here's some great tips I read recently to protect your kids. Now this one might sound a bit intrusive, but here goes. Monitor their instant messages and be transparent about it with them. 60% of young people aged 12 to 17 use instant messages. Internet predators also use instant messages. There are control programs you can buy to do that with. And if you don't want to be seen as too controlling, there are background programs you can buy as well that record activity on your computer. The chats, the instant messages, emails, and the article goes on to mention that sometimes we're forced to invade privacy to keep our teens safe. Here's a great program you can download to your computer and it's free, X3 Watch. It's a smart program that sends an update each 2 or 4 weeks about any dodgy internet sites that may have been visited on your computer. Perfect to scare the living daylights out of your kids and yourself as well. You nominate a trusted person and the program sends them an email report regularly. How embarrassing would it be for your kids to know that you are being sent dodgy sites that they have visited? And equally embarrassing for you to know your friend is being sent updates about your visits to dodgy sites. It's guaranteed to stop you and them wondering. And if the kids think, oh, I'll just delete the program, change the email address of the recipient to someone else, some bogus address, the program also advises your trusted email partner that this has been done. Look, the internet is so brilliant for so many things, and the kids should be trusted to use it. But the pitfalls are enormous and very easily attach themselves. And they can destroy people and families. Sure, I hear you say. They'll just go down the road and use the internet cafe and no one will ever know. Or they could go buy a phone secretly. True, they can, and you can't stop them. Just start educating them young. Gently, strongly warn them of the dangers of what can be seen on the net, the effect it can have physically, mentally, and monetarily, and pray a lot. The hope is that if we live a life that is a good witness and a good example to our kids, they might just follow. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.